Your new Central Region National FFA Vice President is Mary Schreiber from the state of Wisconsin. Mary had to be very excited whenever you heard your name announced as one of these new national officers.
Yeah, it was shock and pure joy. I don't even know if I heard my name. I just heard Wisconsin, and I bolted, trying not to fall or lose a shoe and to get up there and hug my new teammates.
Talk a little bit about your FFA journey. How did it all begin?
So I really have a lot of production agriculture experience growing up. I grew up in the suburbs sort of outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I always joke I joined FFA on accident because a friend asked me to compete in a contest, and I knew very little about this organization or this industry. But ever since that first competition, my FFA advisors just kept pulling me back in and asking me to go to a new contest or a different conference. And eventually, they just didn't have to ask anymore. And I started a supervised agriculture experience, that work-based learning opportunity that FFA and agriculture education really emphasizes, and that was beekeeping. So that was sort of the heart for where this industry really sort of met me in the middle. And ever since then, I've been working to build up those leadership experiences through this organization, serving as a state officer the past 2 years in Wisconsin, and now here at National FFA.
So somewhere along the way, it's beyond competition and friendship. There's an attraction to the organization. What was it that attracted you to FFA itself?
It's really that sense of community and the people, because I didn't always feel like I had that belief in myself, because I assumed that my lack of experience was a weakness to overcome or to hide. But it was eventually the people within this organization who really instilled that belief within me and that sense of belonging that I really longed for. And ultimately, that led me to practice brotherhood, because we say that every day in opening ceremonies. And ultimately, that's what's going to allow us to continue to connect with each other and build that community. So throughout this year, I'm so excited to continue to practice brotherhood with the million plus members all across the country.
When did you know you wanted to take this step? Not necessarily just as a chapter officer, but state and now national.
It's been a rather slow realization. I wouldn't say there was necessarily a moment where it just really clicked for me, but it was each of the small moments that led me to really feel the love that this organization really fosters among the industry, and that sense of leadership that I really, really hope to experience and to grow within myself. And it's all those little moments with all the people who have built me into who I am today that has led me to serve in this role now.
So when you think about the year ahead, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm so excited to meet members. There are 1,027,273 FFA members all across the U.S., the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. And I'm so excited to get to learn more about them and hear their stories and share some of mine so we can continue to connect and build that sense of community and instill that sense of belief and belonging so we can practice brotherhood.
FFA always talks about setting goals. How about for you? What's the goal in the year ahead, or the goals in the year ahead?
I'm really excited to continue to pursue my education once this is all over. We wrap up a year from now at Lucas Oil Stadium to pursue either a career as an agriculture educator or FFA advisor, or maybe working with an agriculture policy as a legislative assistant or a lobbyist. But before we can get there, we have to experience this wonderful year of service that I've been allowed to experience. And that's going to be a lot of empowering members and working with stakeholders and ensuring that this organization has the support it needs to continue to thrive and serve agriculture.
That's Mary Schreiber, your 2024-2025 National FFA Central Region Vice President from the state of Wisconsin.